message.
Let's talk about catastrophizing. It's that thing we do when we take a problem, something small or even manageable, and we blow it up in our minds until it feels overwhelming. We spiral, thinking about the worst case scenarios, replaying the discomfort of our current situation, and then, and here's where it gets even trickier, we start talking about it over and over and over again to anyone and everyone that will listen. We talk about it to our friends, we post about it on social media, we film ourselves on Instagram and TikTok in the midst of our misery, and we put so much focus on that bad thing that has happened or the struggle that we are facing right now. And what does that do? It cements it as part of our experience. It becomes the foundation of our reality. Now, we have talked before about how powerful our words are, about how we are vibrational beings that are functioning on specific frequencies. What we speak about, we solidify. So, if we want our lives to change for the better, we have to stop obsessing over and talking about the current condition of our lives. It's not that we need to ignore our problems or pretend that they don't exist. I'm not saying that. But when you're incessantly focused on your challenges, when you're replaying the hardship on a loop and sharing it with the world, you're essentially locking it in. You are saying yes to more of that. You are giving it more energy and making it a bigger part of your story. The truth is, what we focus on expands. If we are constantly talking about what is going wrong, we are reinforcing that reality. We're cementing it as part of our trajectory, and it is keeping us stuck. Yes, sharing our struggles might get us sympathy or support, and that's understandable. We all need empathy and connection from the people who care about us. But here's the downside. It also keeps us in a state of paralysis. When we are constantly focused on the challenge, we are not giving ourselves the space to focus on the solution. We are not creating room for the better days to come because we are too wrapped up in what is wrong right now. And if we are waiting for our circumstances to change before we start talking and thinking about better days, we're going to be waiting for a very long time. This is not about toxic positivity. It's not about pretending that everything is fine when it's not. This is about wisdom, my friends. It's about understanding that yes, we can acknowledge our current challenges, but we don't have to live there. We don't have to make these challenges the focal point of our conversations and our energy. It's about having the discipline to direct our attention to where we want to go, not just to where we are. We can talk about the discomfort, yes, but let's not live in it. Don't make it your home. Start speaking more about the outcomes you desire, the solutions you're working toward, and the vision and the dreams that you have for your future. That shift in focus does not deny your current reality, but it opens the door for change. It creates space for better things to come because we're not constantly stuck in the loop of what is wrong. It's going to take practice. When we share our posts about pain, we are more likely to receive more responses. Challenges, difficulties, and pain, it connects all of us. But at some point, we have to ask ourselves, what do I really want? Do I want temporary comfort or do I want lasting change? The power to shift our reality begins with shifting our focus. So talk about where you're headed, not just where you are. Speak about the better days that are on their way. Share your dreams and watch how your reality begins to change.